Donegal, I don't, your listeners don't need me to tell you that Donegal has a number of very beautiful beaches, 21 of which are official regulated bathing waters. And that means that they're subject to special testing rules by the local authority. And as we've seen across the country, so with Donegal, the number of restrictions this year has increased again. And it's the highest that it's been since records of this kind began 10 years ago.
And what kind of issues were being experienced?
Across the country and in Donegal, the cause is high rainfall. So we've had a particularly wet year. Actually, I believe this July looks like it's going to be the wettest on record. And so with all that rain, it's washing pollution and bacteria through the landscape. Donegal's particular issue seems to be, though, in almost all of the cases that there were swimming bans or restrictions, contamination from misconnections or urban runoff. And that seems to be a particular problem in Donegal. You've got 9 priority areas. The EPA has found that there are 9 areas in Donegal where there is serious water quality issues from sewage. So there's places where raw sewage is still being released into the sea, and there are 2 treatment plants that don't meet EU standards. So obviously that's a concern for bathers as well. One expert I spoke to said, yes, it's not ideal to have sewage flowing into bathing waters.
And then does this boil back to an issue that the council needs to get on board with, along with Uisge Éireann, or is it the high rainfall as just exacerbating it?
I think high rainfall, from what I found during the story, high rainfall is obviously something that no one can control, but what local authorities can control is how they manage it. And especially in the case of Donegal, when so many of the issues are caused by misconnection, by contamination from urban runoff, it seems like this is something that's eminently fixable. And to be fair to them, the Uisge Éireann and Donegal County Council do seem to be working on it. One of the worst spots is around Lough Swilly, where Ladies Bay Brun Crana, that's a particularly nice beach, which is permanently closed now due to pollution. And there's an Uisge Éireann work in place now to fix that. So hopefully something will happen in the coming years, but obviously, you know, that's people will have to wait for that to finish being built.
And obviously we know of the situation in Lough Neagh in Northern Ireland relating to the algae, but there has been cases of toxic algae in other parts of Ireland as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually surprised that the most polluted bathing water this year in Ireland was Kildare Lough, and Kildare Lough is the only regulated bathing water in Leitrim, and it's been closed for most of the bathing season because of toxic algae. And my colleague Maria went and took videos and photos of that, and the lake is just bright green, like the images that we've seen of Lough Neagh.
And when you see events such as the Inch Mile Swim here in Donegal being cancelled because the water is unsafe to enter, it sends a message out that something needs to be done urgently.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it also, I mean, the Inch Mile Swim got postponed originally, and then it postponed until September, and then had to be cancelled altogether because of weather, not because of pollution the second time. But it just goes to show that, you know, a pollution event is really serious. It means that there's almost 200 swimmers that will now have to wait until next year until they can compete and get in the water.